From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect.
Jim Williams with you today on ABQ Connect. Welcome into the show. Really appreciate you listening. I have two Proverbs 31 women in studio with me today. I mean, these are some strong ladies. And I'm just so happy to have you both. Tracy Rodden, she's the Executive Director of Feed New Mexico Kids, and I'm just meeting Courtney Aragon for the first time. I'm going to let Tracy introduce her and some of her accolades and other things that she's doing. But let's jump right in. We're going to be talking about the fact that there's a lot of children that are able to eat a couple meals a day during school, but they don't have food for the weekends. And Feed New Mexico Kids has stepped into that gap. Mm-hmm. And Tracy Rodden is their executive director. Mm-hmm. Welcome to ABQ Connect, Tracy.
Thank you.
Would you begin by telling our listeners about the ministry and the mission of the organization?
Well, thanks for having me. I know I've been a regular guest, and you're so faithful to highlight Feed New Mexico Kids. So Feed New Mexico Kids was founded in 2017 by Holly Slade, and basically Holly just recognized that there are children in New Mexico that are eating while they're at school, but on the weekend there's a deficit. And if we dig further into that, you know, I'm married to a CFO, and he loves facts, and so that he puts them in my brain, and we share like factual things, but 90,000 children in New Mexico are food insecure. That means they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. Mm. And I think we can do something about that. And so the idea is not new, but we put together snack packs with the highest nutrition and protein that we can for the price point that we can to feed as many kids as possible. And we currently have 17 now. We added two new church partners over the summer. And so we serve children with church partners and businesses from Pecos to Los Lunas.
And we're going to talk about how to become a partner, how to give to the ministry, how to do a lot of different things. Trace, I'm going to ask you to introduce Courtney and talk to us a little bit about her. And then we have, she's going to answer a few questions as well.
Yeah, Courtney, she's a new friend that I'm excited to have met. But she just contacted me honestly out of the blue and said, hey, I've been named Mother of the Year for 2026. And they give us...
Okay, let's not glance over that. Okay. This is she's been voted the Mother of the Year
of
by
New
American
Mexico. Yes.
For New Mexico. I mean, and that's just an amazing thing.
Isn't it sweet? It's so sweet. I'm so happy moms are recognized. Her children aren't yet grown and married like mine, so that's a sweet thing to have recognized. And I, you know, she's lived up to that for me since we've met, but she said that there was money she would wanted to donate to Feed New Mexico Kids. We met at our warehouse and took the photo ops for social media shamelessly. And since then we just have been chatting, and I said, hey, you know, I have grant money, and East Mountains Calvary is in Santa Fe County. Do you want to have a Feed New Mexico Kids? And who do I contact? And she said, again, well, that would be me. I think she has a full plate. But I said, okay, let's make it happen.
Well, I should say, first of all, congratulations
yes.
on the award. What a blessing that you got that award and donated it to Feed New Mexico Kids. But you're not just a super mom. You're a wife. You're the mother of four. You're an entrepreneur. You're a worship leader.
Yes.
Are there 28 hours a day in your calendar?
Well, you can try to fit a lot in. It's all beautifully woven, busy, but wonderful life. So I actually serve at the East Mountain Church as a worship leader, but my children serve there as well as little youth shepherds, and my husband is the pastor there. So I'm able to kind of have my cake and eat it too, in that I get to do these extracurriculars but still get that family time as well.
Tell me why you were drawn to Feed New Mexico Kids and why you volunteer.
Well, obviously, as a mother, I have a heart for families and for struggling families. And as an attendee of Calvary, they always bring up snack pack donations and packing. And I've seen that partnership between Feed New Mexico Kids. And as I was looking at what charity do I want to partner with this title, I was immediately thinking Feed New Mexico Kids, because mm-hmm. it just blows me away. The children that, you know, people don't realize that they're going home hungry. And mm-hmm. it is such a huge thing that they have that steady food income when they're going to school. But then you think about the weekends and just the fact that they can faithfully rely on a program like this to not go home hungry, I thought was incredible and something I really wanted to get behind however I could.
So Tracy, I'm going to have you embellish a little bit more, but I'm kind of overwhelmed by thinking about what's been happening all summer. There are kids that are on the waiting list almost every year, and it's because the ministry has a capacity to feed X amount of kids and X amount of donations. Yeah. I'm sure God's providing in some way, but during the week, kids can get breakfast if they get to school early enough. They can get lunch, and if they're in a certain socioeconomic qualification bracket, they get that for free. But oftentimes, they don't have that three squares a day. They don't have dinner when they go home, and they don't have anything on holidays and weekends.
So every child in New Mexico, they don't have to qualify. They just get free breakfast and lunch.
Oh, okay, cool.
So that's something New Mexico did a couple years ago, and that is needed.
By the way, we don't say good things about New Mexico enough. That's a good thing.
Well, there's three good things right now is sitting in New Mexico right here, right?
Yeah.
You and me and Courtney. So, you know, New Mexico, I think just in this day and age, and the Bible is really clear that this is going to happen more and more and more, it's really easy to be negative. And I always try to do this call to action to all the believers out there. If you profess that Christ is your Lord and Savior, let's not be elite Christians. Let's get our hands dirty, you know. And, you know, Courtney, with everything that she does, you know, the mom of four, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And the jobs that she holds and the titles and the things that she does at her church, you know, that's just proof that busy people get things done. Mm-hmm. If you have time to complain, I think you need to be busier. First of all, that's what how I raised my kids, and they all ended up in ministry. So something went well there. I think that we have to recognize that there have been children hungry over the summer. New Mexico is trying to have areas where kids can come and eat. So there are programs for that. And I think something that I want listeners to really think about is if you picture a child who's hungry, just picture them that they go home at night to a dirt floor tent. There's not a car they can jump in. They don't have a stove. They don't have a can opener. They don't have a microwave. So if we think along those lines and we serve at that level, we're going to cover a lot, right? So one of the things that Calvary does every November is they do the pickup party. And
Calvary's just one of many churches helping.
Calvary's just one of many. And I know that there's other food pantries around, you know, our state and here in central New Mexico especially. But kids can't just get in the car when you're five and drive to go get food. So the snack pack is unique in that it goes into their backpack directly to the child.
Maybe we should say, what is a snack pack? Gallon?
Yep.
Ziploc?
A 1-gallon Ziploc. And it has about 11 items in it. And we've worked with Sam's Club because they have the best price possible. And this is my 6th school year, so I'm not new to the game. I've done the research. I've done all of the work. And that is the price point we can afford. Because at our location, if you think of Feed New Mexico Kids like an entity, myself as Inc., Feed New Mexico Kids Inc., I'm the center of the wheel, and our partners are a spoke of the wheel, right? So me at the center, we have a warehouse. We serve 1,800 kids just from that location, and we just did the finances for our budget meeting coming up for Feed New Mexico Kids, and we came out on top in 2025, and actually we didn't have any kids on the wait list.
Oh, neat.
From 2025 to 2026. I am talking with teachers now because that's my job. I talk with teachers in all of our five school districts, and they are saying the need is much greater this year. There's more kids attending.
And maybe we should point out that the way the snack packs are designed, they're designed so that they can be given discreetly to kids.
Right.
Some might experience embarrassment or something like that.
Right.
Courtney, you probably understand because you have younger kids that are in school. That's probably a pretty important thing, that they can just have that. They know where to get it. They're handed out every Friday. They have food for the weekend. And yeah, we wish that we had the greatest nutrition on planet Earth, but they're really belly fillers and things that sustain them.
And shelf stable. You know, I want to give apples, but...
And they don't, nobody has to cook anything.
Right. A five-year-old can open and eat it on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing the list of things that they pack, they're things that I know my children would be happy to snack on and could do it by themselves. So my kids are 2 to 14. And my 2 and 4-year-old, they can open the pantry, but sometimes they're sitting there with a can of something. And, you know, so the fact that everything is easy open, you don't have to cook it, and it is discreetly given. That was one of my questions, like, where do they get them? And she told me the counselor or the nurse's office. So the children can go in there without anyone seeing them or having an opinion on it and just discreetly get them, put them in their backpack, and take it home.
Tracy, last question of this segment is, you mentioned 5. Mm-hmm. Schools, I think pre-K is around 5 or 4.
Districts.
So you have kids that are 5, you have kids that are 17, 18,
yep.
And food insecurity affects everybody in that area.
Everybody. So just kind of stats again, all of Feed New Mexico Kids, Inc. and our partners serve 11 elementaries, 12 middles, and 43 elementaries, 12 middles, and 11 high schools.
Wow.
And so that's over 5,000 kids a month. But the high schoolers, I'll just say out there to listeners, they're at the highest risk. It's really easy to look at a 5-year-old and say, oh my gosh, they need food. Of course, I understand that. I have, you know, children of my own, and I'm a grandma of 9. So, but if you're 18 and you're still in high school, you do not qualify. Your parents can't get aid for you. You have to try to get it on your own. And then a lot of those students who are 18 and in high school, they're expected to get a job and contribute, go to school, get good grades, feed themselves. And honestly, it's our future, and they will do what they have to do to get food. We don't want them to do that.
Right. Well, and it's just an amazing thing. I know you've expressed many times that, and we'll talk about this in the next segment, about mm-hmm. you know, how you pack, how you distribute the mm-hmm. Snack packs to the school, who hands them out, the counselors, that kind of thing. Right. And you know, you've had people tell you, when I gave these snack packs to these students, their faces just have like relief on them. And so we'll talk more about that after these messages. Want to say thank you to our sponsors. We'll be back on ABQ Connect with Courtney Aragon and Tracy Rodden with Feed New Mexico Kids. We'll be right back. We are back on ABQ Connect. Tracy Rodden, the executive director of Feed New Mexico Kids, is joined by Courtney Aragon. She is a mom and a volunteer with Feed New Mexico Kids, and she has a very interesting story. She was named 2026 New Mexico Mother of the Year by the American Mothers Organization. They gave her a little money, and she contacted Tracy and gave that money as a donation to feed kids through Feed New Mexico Kids. Pretty cool. I'm going to ask Courtney about that in just a second. But before we do that, Tracy, talk to us about, you have volunteers that come to a warehouse. There are food bins with different things, and they put together these snack packs.
Mm-hmm.
We should mention that churches like Legacy Church mm-hmm. are doing the exact same thing. But they're doing that under the covering of Feed New Mexico Kids, that nonprofit, because you've established wonderful relationships mm-hmm. in the Albuquerque Public Schools. Mm-hmm. I know we're doing things in Bosque,
mm-hmm.
Doing things in Rio Rancho, mm-hmm. Santa Fe,
mm-hmm.
and Pecos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about the snack packs themselves.
So at our location, we pack every Monday from 9 to 11, and faithfully about 30 volunteers will show up, and we start packing. The next packing session will start September 14th. And I know that seems late for everybody thinking school started, you know, the first part of August. But honestly, the first couple weeks of school is so chaotic, and kids are moving in rooms, and teachers are moving rooms, and kids are still coming in. They haven't started school yet. So, you know, I've just learned over the years to give everybody time to kind of settle in, because Feed New Mexico Kids is run, it exists because of our volunteers that are going to come and pack and deliver the food to the schools and help with picking up freight from Sam's. But also, we only exist because people write checks. We don't have government money just thrown into our bank account with millions of dollars backing us. I mean, we are grassroots, thread bear running on
the food and the boxes and everything goes into a snack pack, roughly $5.
About $5. I've worked that number quite a lot and down. So it's closer to about $4. But because of inflation, I don't want to change the number all the time.
Sure.
Oh, this year it's $3 and then $4 and then $5 and then now it's $3, So we just say a straight across the board $5. And the volunteers come and they put about 11 items into 1 gallon Ziploc bags. We pack 10 of them in a box that's donated by a company, by Lowe's. And they go to each, so each driver has one school or multiple schools.
So Lowe's donates that you need to pack all this stuff.
They donate our boxes and our packing tape.
I mean, that is just such a cool thing.
Like, 150 boxes every 2 weeks they donate.
So think about maybe volunteering. In fact, I talked to Tracy about a men's group that I have on Mondays, and I'm going to ask that group to come in. They haven't agreed to it, but I'm going to ask them to come and pack.
You just agreed for them.
I agreed for them. But we're going to come and pack, and you can do that with your business. You can do that with your church group. You can do that with whoever.
We've had students come from classes, soccer teams, and look, not everybody's available first thing in the morning on Mondays. And honestly, Intrepid has given us a part of their warehouse to pack in, and we don't have access. It's not like it's our own warehouse. We share that space, which we're super grateful for. But you can have a packing at your facility. If Bank of America is listening and you want your employees to pack, we will help you organize a packing at a Bank of America. You don't need to come to our facility. We'll make everything happen at your location.
Yeah. I mean, this is team building. Yeah. It's being involved in the community. And by the way, there
awareness.
This is a ministry, and Tracy is led as a Christian woman, as is Courtney, to serve kids and to do, but you're serving every child, regardless of their belief system, their religious affiliation.
Yep. We ask nothing in return.
Yeah. And I just think it's amazing to do that. Courtney, mom of four. You already said, did you say 2 to 14?
2 to 14.
You spread them out.
All the younger three are boys.
Okay. So can you imagine the emotional effect that your children would have to bear if they didn't have something to eat before they went to school today?
Well, unfortunately, I've gotten a glimpse. Have you ever had it where you're trying to get your kiddo to school, they wake up late, they can't find their shoes, you told them to eat, and you get in the car, you're almost there, and they're like, I didn't have breakfast. And I literally learned to just stop the car and feed them, because there was a time that I didn't do that. And when I picked him up, the teacher said, oh, he was, didn't want to listen today. He was super sluggish. He didn't want to play with the other kids. He had a hard time focusing. Hanger is real, even in children. Mm. So just that frustration, or the opposite side, they're missing out on so much because they just can't focus when their body is preoccupied with being hungry. They can't learn new concepts. They can't enjoy their friends. So I can imagine.
Okay, I'm going to go a step further. Tracking. You're talking about missing a meal.
Yeah, I'm talking about just
what if your children didn't eat from Friday at lunch at school till Monday at breakfast?
That's heartbreaking to imagine. I can't imagine how they're even functioning missing.
Yeah, how would you take a quiz? How would you do anything? And for some, this has been the rule. But with Feed New Mexico Kids and what you're doing to outreach, I think that has become more of the exception because kids are getting some food. Maybe it's not the ideal food, but it's good, healthy, clean, accessible food.
And the food is in a Ziploc for a reason. They can, take a snack, they're opening the crackers or whatever, and they just want one and they put it back in and they can seal it. But also we have the shelf-stable yogurt with the top that can screw back on, and the applesauce with the top that can screw back on. And, kids that are food insecure know how to manage what they have to make it stretch. And there are cases where they're taking the food home and giving it to their parents and they're making it stretch for more than just them, that one child. Let's just be honest about that.
Sure.
And, I It happens a lot, but I just really encourage people to go to feednmkids.org, and there's a list of exactly what we pack. And if you're a company or you're a person like a Men's Connect group and you want to help, I just encourage you, pick one item from that list and say, we're going to supply Feed New Mexico Kids with as much, shelf-stable yogurt that we can all purchase. Because if you go to your men's group or your work or even your family and say, let's get all the 11 items, it's a little daunting. You know, people have lives and they're busy, and inevitably we end up with things we can't pack and we have to find somewhere for it to go. So if you want to help Feed New Mexico Kids with food, I mean, we'll take a check.
Yes.
All day long. But if you want to help with food, just pick up an extra item.
Tracy, we should say that Feed New Mexico Kids is a 501c3 organization, yes. Has a board that goes over finances. There's tremendous financial accountability. Yes. If people give money for food, that goes for food. Administration, you can also give money to the administration. Mm-hmm. Tracy is a full-time employee, which she should be. She works tons of hours. Mm-hmm. And she's called to lead this and to do what she does. But I just want people to understand you can give securely online.
Yeah.
And that will just open up more opportunities. You've already said you're getting contacted by more and more schools.
And I would encourage people, you know, absolutely you can give online, but just like any other business, we have to use a platform to take in that credit card information, and they take 3% plus 30 cents from your donation. So if you want to write a check, our P.O. box is at the bottom of our website, and write on the check what you want that money to go for, and we will make sure that it goes where you designated.
Feednmkids.org.
Yes.
Feednmkids.org.
Our phone number and our email is on there as well.
Okay. Very good. Courtney, sometimes people assume hunger is a problem somewhere else. How can families in Albuquerque, the East Mountains, Rio Rancho become more aware of needs that may be very close to home? Like, you are currently serving at a church and the East Mountains, are people in that area aware that there is some assistance for them?
Well, unfortunately, I think people are very good at hiding their needs. So we do a lot to reach out so that, you know, it can be a humbling experience to say you need help. So we try to create as many discrete avenues as possible for people to tell the counselor, go through the school. We're actually doing church out of a community center who has also allowed us to do a little food box there even before this Feed New Mexico partnership. So just kind of creating those opportunities for people to see them, think about them, and either reach out themselves or pass it on to someone they know that might need help.
I love that. When we come back, we're going to say thank you right now to our sponsors. We really appreciate them helping us stay on the air. We appreciate you listening, and I hope you'll stay with us till the top of the hour at 2 o'clock. Tracy Rodden and Courtney Aragon are in studio talking about Feed New Mexico Kids and just the dire need there is for kids to have food, especially on the weekends. And yeah. Maybe we'll mention what happens over the Christmas break. A lot of times holidays, you know, my kids used to look forward to that a lot. But now that I know so many kids don't have food on the weekends, I mean, there's a tremendous need. And I just hope you'll feel like maybe there's a way you could participate. We'll be back on ABQ Connect right after these messages. Always get jazzed when I have Tracy Rodden in studio. She's the executive director of Feed New Mexico Kids, and she's brought Courtney Aragon, a volunteer with the organization. Courtney's a businesswoman, a mom, entrepreneur. She's the wife of a pastor, Calvary East Mountains, and she's serving in many ways, including volunteering for Feed New Mexico Kids. Mm-hmm. Tracy, let me ask you, if you would, and I've asked you to do this before, but you're a person that understands food insecurity. You've had that in your own life. Mm-hmm. And I know you went to work volunteering for Feed New Mexico Kids for a long time. Mm-hmm. Why did you feel like when the opportunity came, this was a place you wanted to work?
This put me on the spot. I didn't want to have anything to do with Feed New Mexico Kids first. at first. So I was working here at Calvary and Women's Ministry, and I saw Holly Slade. I think that was around 2017. And I was like, what are they doing over there in the Plex? They had like all this food. And I thought, did I miss an event or something? And she came in and explained what it was. And growing up food insecure, you know, I kind of thought, well, good for her that she's doing that. And I'm past that. And that was my life as a child and a young adult. But I'm past that now. I can feed myself and I can feed my children. And I kind of just didn't want anything to do with it because it was a tender part in my heart. And I didn't want to go back there. So when I left my position at Calvary in 2019, I really felt the Lord stirring, you know, do something, volunteer somewhere in ministry, stay, don't let go of ministry, because I have 30 years in ministry and some degrees.
Well, like Courtney, you are also doing premarital counseling and yes. all kinds of stuff with your husband.
I went to school in ministry, you know, I'm a chaplain, all those things. And so I said, I'm just going to pack a snack pack. I'm going to show up in the back, real quiet, just do the thing. And then time went by and I started telling everybody about Feed New Mexico Kids. And one day I was driving back from something where I had told somebody about it. And I felt like the Lord said, you can do more. And I just said, la, 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 la. I don't want to know that. And so being a Christian for over, you know, 35, 40 years now, I just have learned it's better to listen because he knows and be obedient quickly. And so I went to Holly Slade and I said, hey, if you ever need like extra help besides packing, let me know. And I thought she was going to say, no, girl, we like got it covered. She's like, well, actually, I need some administrative things done. And then I just started, God just opened these doors. I thought we need a documentary. I contacted a friend who does documentaries. She said she would do it for free. This was right in the middle of COVID.
And our listeners can watch that documentary.
They can watch that on our website or on YouTube. And all those stories on the documentary are true with, thankfully, my extended trough family actors in it. And then I said, we need to have an awareness event, which you were the MC at, where we debuted the documentary. We had a packing. And just because I felt like there wasn't enough awareness. And then I asked a family member if he could design a booklet for information. And then Holly came to me and she said, hey, I'm going to step out. I'm going to move to Portugal. And I said, okay, bye. And she said, no, somebody's got to take this. And I was like, okay, well, you'll find somebody. And my husband was like, hello, this is up your alley. Like you need, I'm like, I don't want to do that. And honestly, I want to be an elite Christian. I'm speaking to myself when I say we need to stop it as believers in our gated communities, behind our locked doors, living this, you know, as secure life as we possibly can. That's not what we're called to. That's what happens in heaven. And so with my husband's, you know, shoving me in the back and the Lord saying, you need to do it. I didn't have any nonprofit experience. And thankfully the board said, yes, they would take a chance on me. And that's how we started.
I love that. Your key partners are schools, churches, businesses, police substations, community groups. How do people become a partner with Feed New Mexico Kids?
So the word partner, I think, needs to be defined a little more. If you want to donate food, you can contact us by email or by text. You know, we love text because we can answer it quickly. And we'll come pick up the food. You can bring the food here to Calvary. Just make sure it's the food that's on the website. If you want to bring rice and beans, that's a different pantry. That's
sure.
not us.
And by the way, there are people that bring things for the Feed New Mexico kids bin. This happens at Legacy. This happens at every church that volunteer.
Yeah.
So if you have something that doesn't fit into the Feed New Mexico Kids, that's not going to go to waste.
It's not going to go to waste. Just know that that's volunteer time spent to take it someplace else. And that's not time spent packing for kids.
I love that.
But we would never waste food. So contact us if you want to drop off food or have us come pick up food. And then if you want a partner, if you're a church, just contact us and I will show up. It's basically ministry in a box. We've already done the work. We have all the marketing material, we have the website, we have everything is vetted out, and we can come and show you how to do it.
Courtney, you have a 14-year-old.
Yes.
So, see, I listen to what you say. American Mothers recognized you as not only a great mother, but as someone committed to family and community. I'm wondering about, I know you have four kids, but I'm kind of thinking about your 14-year-old. Mm-hmm. They are of an age, is that a girl?
Yes, that's my only girl.
Okay, you have your oldest is a girl. You're obviously trying to train her about what it means to serve other people. Have you had her do anything with Feed New Mexico Kids?
She has not done anything with Feed New Mexico Kids specifically yet, other than just drop off some ramen noodles in the boxes. But we have definitely instilled that love of serving others. And it was something we didn't tell her, we showed her. Mm. We did like the Thanksgiving pickup party, the Christmas child.
That's great.
And she saw us come home with like this just immense joy and how wonderful you feel after serving others and putting someone else before you. And that was all it took for her to go, I want to feel that too. I want to get involved. And since then, she is a youth servant with the kids ministry at the East Mountain. She volunteers. She was on the worship team for VBS this year. Whenever we do have...
And by the way, that's something you're born with.
Yes.
I was not born with that capacity to sing.
Some are, some aren't.
And by the way, I just admire that. I love it so much. Worship is so important, obviously, and brings a whole new dimension to your walk in faith when you worship. I'm told that I should worship even though I don't sing well. So I kind of try to do it quietly so I'm not disturbing everybody else.
There's different forms of worship. You can even just put your hands up, sway.
That's really good.
Yeah. Well,
if you close your eyes when you're singing, you don't have to look at everybody looking at you. That's what I do.
I just don't. I don't want to be.
And I
a
just
discretion.
Look super spiritual.
I brought this up about your 14-year-old because when can you start volunteering and helping Feed New Mexico Kids?
Oh, gosh. We've had kids as young as six.
Yeah.
Yeah. But please don't just drop them off.
No. Come and show them. Work with them. And you're not going to have people carrying big pallets and things of food.
No.
They're going to grab a snack pack and... and that out of each box.
Yeah,
and then,
it's an assembly line process, and they're usually just one of five standing at the table.
Yeah.
So if your child isn't tall enough, we can, you know, give them something else to do. Kids love to be the ones, we call them the gophers, where they go and get the food when the bins are empty to refill. They love it. And we have to break the boxes down, so they love stomping on those boxes.
I love that. Feednmkids.org is the website. So we're going to have Tracy and Courtney all the way up until 2 o'clock. So if you go to the website while on your phone or on your computer, I want you to look at the website. You already mentioned the documentary by Sarah Canafani. She's a filmmaker and volunteered to put that together. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But you gave some descriptions about your personal life.
Yeah.
Of course, Holly Slade is part of it. And then you've just really covered, I think it's a really effective piece and it's contemporary. It's something that people would enjoy. Tracy, before we get out of this segment, though, I want you to restate, for example, let's say you're part of a women's group and you're listening right now, and you might want to have maybe your women's group as a team building exercise or just a way to serve. Come and pack, or maybe people want to make donations. How do they reach out to the ministry? How do they contact you?
So they can contact us at 505-252-4341. That is a dedicated phone to Feed New Mexico Kids. So, you know, honestly, it's not on 24/7, but, you know, 8 to 3, Monday through Friday, and then they can email us as well, and we'll get back to them as soon as we possibly can.
I love that. And the website is really helpful. I mean, it gives it gives a list of things that go in the snack packs, etc.
Instagram too. If you follow us on Instagram, one, it will it'll get us more awareness on Instagram, which, love it or hate it, is a fact of business. And we are a business, even though we're a nonprofit. So you can find us at feednm_official on Instagram.
I love it. Courtney, for parents who feel busy and stretched thin, we've already mentioned all the things you do. You work full time for a company, medical appliances. Is that right?
Pediatric orthopedic implants.
There you go.
Yeah. That's a long word. You say it a lot. I can
but
tell.
But you're a mom to four. You're a wife. Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you find time to make room for community service while balancing all the rest of it?
Well, I think it's all about priorities, really setting forth what's important to you, what's at the forefront of your heart, and then determining how can you get those circles to overlap. As I said, my family, we all mm-hmm. serve. So when I serve, it's not me walking out the door and now they're home just with dad and we're separated. I bring them with me so that we all can be included, especially Feed New Mexico Kids. Little kids can pack. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can't go to the warehouse, like she said, you guys can all go shopping for the food items together. Mm-hmm. You can, I mean, there's just so many options that you can integrate your circles, your workout group, your connect group, where that you're not necessarily segregating. You're able to get more done when you let those circles kind of intermix.
Tracy mentioned before we started today that there's a big need for drivers. We're going to talk about that with Feed New Mexico Kids when we come back. And this segment will be about volunteering and the amazing things that people do to help Feed New Mexico Kids and make sure children have food. We'll be back on ABQ Connect right after these messages. A lot of our listeners listen intently to especially ABQ Connect because they're trying to find out what ministries are doing what and how they might have an opportunity to serve. Mm. You're up, Tracy. How can people serve with Feed New Mexico Kids?
Yeah, it's the same. Just contact us. Email is really great. It's feednmkids@gmail.com. You can text us at 505-252-4341. You can go on the website at feednmkids.org, and all that information I just said is on there. And just know that we pack on Mondays. You know, a lot of people contact me and say, I can't do it on Mondays, and I just don't have access to our warehouse or the ability to be there 24/7 in case somebody shows up to pack, right? So we have a designated day. But if you want to help Feed New Mexico Kids pack, we can come to your location. And some people just pack at their house. Kids have wanted to do it for their birthday parties.
And by the way, if you're listening right now and you might attend Legacy or you might attend a church in Bosque, there's opportunities. Yeah. Both of those churches pack.
Yeah. And in fact, somebody contacted me from Manal School and they want to bring the kids to pack, but it's on a date that we don't have. And so I'm trying to find a partner that they can go and pack with them.
I love that.
Yeah, Legacy packs. We pack about 1,800. They pack about 1,500. So we together, Inc. and Legacy cover 69%. I just did the numbers of the need of the snack packs.
Yeah, that's really neat. But it would be really extra special mm-hmm. if you had more church partners,
yes,
maybe in
more
neighborhoods where all these schools are located.
Yep.
Tracy, when you take a snack back to a school, the teachers know who's bringing it.
Yeah.
They know that Feed New Mexico Kids is a Christian organization.
Yeah.
But opportunities to share Christ come through relationships, not from delivering food or holding that over somebody's head, right?
Right. So I'm a delivery driver, and we have many delivery drivers. So the responsibility, you know, we need volunteers who will just use their vehicle, their gas, their time, and their background check that they bring to us and pick up boxes from the warehouse and take them to a school once a week. We try to find a school that is already near your home. So I live in the North Valley, so I deliver to Washington Middle School. And I don't know if everybody remembers, but a couple years ago, there was a shooting at that school. Mm. So there's, even in the North Valley, because that school is right by Park Avenue, where mm-hmm. all those really beautiful neighborhoods are, you know, there's issues. It doesn't have to be, you know, the worst area of New Mexico to have a need. So when I drop off food to my school contact at Washington, I make sure to ask her how she's doing and, you know, what is she doing for the holidays? And if I have like the pickup party, if I have a handful of those invites, I give them to her. Mm. We don't put them in the snack packs necessarily, church quote unquote information, but we hand them to adults.
Yes.
You know, and they will distribute those as they see fit.
Now you do have a role for people that might want to write nice messages
yes.
to people.
Yes.
What's that?
Yeah.
What does that entail? I know you've had like first grade classes do that, right?
Well, yeah. And over the summer, we had some volunteers because we don't pack over the summer, it's so fast, that volunteers contacted me over WhatsApp and said, hey, we want to make encouragement cards, which are just the 3x5 cards with a sticker that say, keep going, you're loved. I just go on Amazon and send it to their house. And then they write them as they're binging Netflix at night and bring them back in to me. And we put encouragement cards in the snack packs for kids. And they love that.
I love that.
And that's a ministry somebody can do who's homebound.
Yeah.
We'll just send it to your house and we'll have somebody come pick it up.
And Tracy, would you agree, Courtney, you two, this makes a major impact on one child that gets some encouragement and some food. Would you agree with that, Courtney?
Oh, absolutely. It could do everything to change their day.
Yeah.
And I'll just add to that, it does change a child's day and it can change a child's life. Mm. A child who is suicidal because of food insecurity can change their life, but it changes the life of the volunteers. We do not require as a volunteer that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you've been dunked in the water and come back up and glory, hallelujah, I can now volunteer. Just come and pack.
Yeah.
You know, it'll change your heart.
Well, Courtney, you said earlier that when you were working with your own children, mm-hmm. you're showing them how to serve other yes. people. So what would you say to moms, dads, and grandparents that want their children and grandchildren to grow up with compassion? Can a grandparent bring in a grandchild and
yeah,
they can show them how to
absolutely.
Do something?
I think that's with everything. Words only go so far. Actions go so much farther. So if I constantly show my children that I see people, that they've been seen, and I reach out with compassion in the little moments of, you know, buying the extra packet of ramen noodles, or I'm going to donate 1 hour, I'm going to go one Monday a month, that can go so far. And for them to mm-hmm. see that they don't have to do some crazy act to be involved, they can do these small little steps that can have huge impacts. That's going to inspire them. And that's going to open their mind to be aware of these opportunities that might come across their desk.
I love that. Tracy, we've talked about the discretion that snack packs are given to students so mm-hmm. that they're not embarrassed in front of other students. But have you heard stories where a student may be receiving some snack packs and they tell another student, look, you need to take advantage of this too. Mm. Do they share that hope with other people?
So the best first, I think there's not as much stigma as we think out there. Like the teachers tell me, they instruct the children, do not take this out of your backpack on a Friday. You don't take it out on the bus because then everybody's going to want it. Like they get jealous. The other kids, I don't have ramen. I want a cereal bar. So they make them keep it in their bag. Right. Mm-hmm. And you know how children are. But I have a story. One of our partners in Bosque Farms said that a high school teacher was counselor was putting together snack packs, like dividing them up for the students that needed them. And two young girls came in our office and said, what are you doing? And she said, well, these are snack packs for kids who are hungry. And they said, wow, that's great. Where are those from? And she said, well, a church donates them. And they said, well, we're hungry too, but we don't go to church. Can we still have one?
Mm.
And she said, absolutely.
Yeah.
So it happens all the time. And I just really, if you're a teacher, a counselor, or you work at a school, elementary, middle, or high school, I just want to give you all the praise because you do not get enough attention for that. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult thing to, for 8 hours, 5 days a week, raise another person's child and not have really any power after that 3 o'clock, 3:30 time is over to help that child. So we're here to partner with you, and often to the church partners or the churches that are listening that might want to be a partner, the snack pack is just the foot in the door. Mm. You know, you build the relationship with the school, and then the school, you know, finds that you're trustworthy and you're kind and you're consistent, which is all the characteristics we should be as believers. And they say, hey, we have a family in need. Hey, these kids need shoes. Can you help us? And there you go. It's not just about the food. It's deeper and deeper and deeper, the way the Lord did it.
Yes. And you make people aware. I know just one example, Calvary Church, They have some things they do over the summer. They provide shoes for kids. They always have extra things. You let other nonprofits know, hey, I have this need, and people step up, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. I am a connector by nature, connector pioneer, and if there's a need and I think that there's somebody that might be able to do that, I'm making that phone call. And I'm a mom of five, so I know how to guilt easily.
Courtney, and I don't want to guilt anybody in anything. I hope that people are led by the Holy Spirit to give. It's part of their worship. Yeah. It's part of just serving. As you've already said, when you see the smile on someone else's face that you've helped, it does more for you.
Absolutely.
I think. You're a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. Talk to us, talk to business owners, business men and women about $100 a month could feed 20 kids. That's a lot of kids. And that's not a lot of money, is it?
No. Not for the handoff of what you're getting in return. Again, you don't have to do some amazing $10,000 donation. Just that $100 could be a huge difference. And it's going to show that you care about your community. You're not just here trying to make more money and trying to be a more competitive business, but that you're actually investing into our future of this community. Mm-hmm. It says volumes.
That's really good. And Courtney came to the warehouse. Mm-hmm. That's where we did the exchange for the money and the photo shoot. And she got to see firsthand what it looks like. And we're real. We exist. We're reputable. You know, I think it's good to be cautious when you're giving money to anybody, a nonprofit especially.
Yeah.
Vet it. Come see us. Come see what we do.
I love that. Tracy, I should mention, I don't want to just talk to people in the larger cities like Santa Fe and Albuquerque. You're doing work like in Pecos. There's a lot of need in rural communities. Yeah. Talk to us about that.
So what's difficult, I call it dating. Even though I'm married happily for 15 years to my husband, I don't want to date anybody, but it's like when you're dating, when you call a church, let's say in Las Vegas or Espanol, and you say, there's a need, a school contacted me, because I can't go to Espanol, right? But there's churches in that community. And so I call them and I explain who I am. I give the website, I give the phone number, I give the email. If they call me back, then we start having a conversation. It takes about 6 months of dating that church that they finally understand, agree, and they're ready to take that step. And it's always interesting to me that an organization that says that they trust and love the Lord is cautious. Right? Let's just step in the water. Why do we have to make sure it's all going to work first? But it takes time. And the smaller areas, you know, there's not as much money.
Yes.
I don't have money to give every single church to have a program, or I would. I mean, that's kind of ultimately my goal.
Sure.
but I can help find a way, for sure.
Well, I want to restate that money that's given to the organization is accounted for.
Yes.
There's accountability with a board of directors that's very thrifty.
Yes.
Tracy doesn't just get to do whatever she wants, although she's very thrifty and great shopper, has sourced all these different food items. I wish we could talk more.
Tax deduction, too.
That's right. It's tax deductible because Feed New Mexico Kids is a nonprofit. Courtney, appreciate you being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Jim.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.